What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Tim, where are you?
I am in North Glen, north of Denver, right now, Colorado.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much.
1 year down, 1,000 more to go.
For sure. Thank you very much. She hasn't killed me yet or anything. We're doing good, man.
Yes, that's a very positive way to start the podcast.
All my married people, all of my married listeners, they know what I'm talking about. Haven't got murdered yet.
Hashtag goals. That sounds like something you'd say. But
Real talk.
If you're new to the Positive Truth, we do uplifting and positive news every Monday and Wednesday. We have 5 wonderful positive news stories for you today. And on Friday, we do wonderful interviews and or topics and how to change them for the better. But before we get to that, we don't have any advertisements, so to give back, we started these t-shirts. They're black or gray. They have our logo on the front and back. We've almost ran out. We're going to have to do second edition t-shirts. Basically, they're $20. Find all the information on our Facebook page or our Instagram. Facebook page is at The Positive Truth, The Positive Truth Podcast, and the Instagram is at The Positive Truth. These $20 is all getting donated to charity, whether it be RAIN, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, or The Positive Tomorrows. If you can't afford that money for a t-shirt, all you have to do is get 10 people to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or like our page on Facebook, and we'll send you one for free after you send us an email at thepositivetruth@gmail.com. And yeah, they're pretty cool and awesome.
Well done.
You know, sometimes I feel like if you listen to this podcast all the time, you get annoyed that we always talk about this. And you're always just skipping ahead, you know, the skip ahead 15 seconds on your iPhone. But I was listening to the Bill Simmons podcast like a couple of months ago. This dude had 5 minutes and 40 seconds worth of advertisements before he started talking about basketball. I was like, come on, man. I no longer feel bad.
Man, we don't know anything about those advertisement life.
Oh, we don't.
At all.
It's okay, though. One day, Tim. One day.
I feel you. I'm going to stay positive on that note.
You have 3 positive news stories. I have 2. So get to it, Tim. What you got?
All right, man. Well, check this out. So it's never too late to become the person you want to be. There's a photo online that I'll share to the Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast. So make sure you guys check this photo out. But it's a photo taken of, I think it's $100, 20, 40, 60, 80, 120. It's about $120. And this man, long story short, he was a criminal before. He was a real bad drug addict. And he found this card in his house. It was a Best Buy card with a name on it. And he remembered 5 years earlier, about five and a half years earlier, he robbed this lady. He just took her wallet out of her purse. He pickpocketed her, took her wallet out, took the money, and threw the wallet in the dumpster near the store that he stole it from her. He found this card with her name on it, and he remembered this story because right after he stole that wallet, about a year later, he went to rehabilitation, and he sobered up. He's been sober for now a little over 4 years. And when he saw this card, it brought back a bad memory. So what he decided to do, look up her name, find out where she was, and give her back the money that he stole. He ended up writing a long letter and giving her the money and basically saying, you know, he's changed a lot. He's sober, and he's so sorry for all the harm he may have caused to her and her family, but he just wanted to let her know he's changed as a person. And even though it's so many years later, he still wants to pay back what he did wrong. And I thought, man, that's just an amazing story, because I know plenty of times as a kid, I've done a lot of dumb things I shouldn't have done. And I don't necessarily go back and think about it and be like, you know what, I want to make this right 5, 6, 7, 10, 15 years down the line. For somebody to do this, an ex-drug addict of all things, for people to judge them so quickly, it's a beautiful story, man.
Absolutely. How long ago did he steal the money?
5.5 years ago.
I can barely remember what I was thinking about last week.
Real talk, man. I think that's...
That's a guilty conscience gone.
Man, like, he must have really felt terrible. He probably felt like he was at an all-time low because he said, like, within a year, he got sober. He was, like, probably just, you know, at an all-time low in his life and just couldn't figure it out and decided to go get help.
What was he addicted to?
I didn't say at all. He didn't say what he was addicted to. Just drugs.
Are we all?
Sugar. Yeah.
It's either sugar, alcohol, cigarettes, something.
Caffeine.
Something.
Man, caffeine is taking me over right now, man.
Oh, you didn't sleep much last night, Tim.
Oh, no, I passed out last night. But the days beforehand, man, I got to quit drinking that one cup of coffee. I thought I would be good with that, but not even.
All right, well, to my positive news story.
Keep it pushing.
So, Connecticut just banned civil fortitude without a criminal conviction. This is probably one of my most favorite positive news stories we've ever had. Tim, do you know what civil fortitude is?
No, man, I have no idea. I was really trying to guess for a second.
So basically, it's whenever you get arrested and they take your possessions. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. So basically now in Connecticut, they can't do that? They can't take your possessions?
Well, it's the 14th state to do it. So nearly two-thirds of proceeds from civil fortitude. If you've listened to Positive Truth, you know we're from Oklahoma. We can't pronounce anything.
He said we're from Oklahoma. Yeah, we are, for sure.
We can't pronounce anything. Fortitude cases. I think it's because we do these in the morning. We're not practice. We don't talk a lot.
That's very true. Like, you're people I talk regular basis now in the morning, so I definitely don't have my speech bit ready yet.
Tim, can you scoot a little close to the Wi-Fi? You're skipping in and out.
Oh, am I? Oh. Let's do this. I'm walking around this hotel room trying to figure out life.
Yeah, you have to stand still, Tim.
Got you. We good?
Yeah, we're good. So basically, police and prosecutors generated more than $17.8 million in forfeiture revenue from 2009 to 2016. And it all goes to the police department. They seized, like, the U.S. Police Department has seized $5 billion USD in 1 year alone, all together, not just Connecticut, all together in the United States, which was more than what burglars stole, like any robber has stole that past year. And every penny, like, still shouldn't go back to the police department. It's kind of a conflict of interest, if you think about it.
For sure.
If you arrest somebody that... and then they don't get criminally prosecuted, like they get off and they didn't do anything, then you have to like go through with courts to get all your stuff back. And more than half of the money stolen in civil civil assets forfeitures are like less than $570 worth. And it's not worth going through all the court stuff to get the money back. So basically, Connecticut is passing this law to stop the police from stealing your stuff.
Yo, I was going to say that. I was just like, I don't know how positive this sounds, but it sounds like the police are stealing from other people versus, you know, people actually being burglars. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. So it can be anything. It's not just like money. It can be dirt bikes, gold chains, pendants, iPads, TVs, Blu-ray players, cell phones, anything, really. And if it's, you know how expensive court is to like go through all the fees to get your stuff back. So if it's less than $500, most people just don't even bother with it. And so police get the benefit from that for free.
Yeah, that's not right.
So shout out to Connecticut for being the 14th state to ban it.
That's what's up. All right, man. Well, I'm gonna keep it pushing over here. I have a story from Waukesha, Wisconsin, or Waukesha, I'm not sure. I'm just going to say Wisconsin. So a school bus driver, she actually has handmade over 30 toys for the kids on her route. So Trudy Saris, I hope I said her name right, she likes to crochet, right, in between her routes. Doesn't have very much to do as a bus driver if the kids aren't on the bus and she's not driving them around. So basically what she did, she made a couple animals for a couple of her kids, and then one kid came up to her and asked, you know, hey, can you make me a taco, which was his favorite food. So of course she did, you know, and then after that, she started getting requests from every kid. She's made hockey players with team uniform colors, ice cream cones, chocolate covered strawberries, a football, unicorns, Darth Vader, and four Yodas, which making Yoda is awesome. I actually want a Yoda now. She basically did.
How is
sorry,
she
go
doing
ahead.
This?
She's crocheting them. Just sitting on her bus crocheting. You know, like the needle and the long thread.
How
like,
long is this taking?
I'm not sure, man. These little like animal things are kind of small. There's some pictures of them. You know, they fit in your hand, probably like a four-year-old's hand, one hand or anything. You know, it's not nothing too big or crazy. But I mean, it seems like it's working because the parents are loving it. A few parents noticed that their kids are coming home with this and asked where they got it from. And they said, the parents were quoted saying, you know, I feel like she's keeping an eye on my kids and I appreciate that. And another parent, you know, was beyond happy that her kid is excited to go to school specifically just to see her bus driver to say hi. I mean, the small things that you can do to help make these kids under us that are younger than us, this next generation, happy, to help motivate them to get educated is a wonderful thing. That's why I wanted to share this story, because it all comes together. We're all working together, coaches, teachers, bus drivers, you know, administrators, truancy officers. We're all working together. We're all trying to better these kids. And whenever you can do something kind like that, it's super inspiring for somebody like me.
She's a bus driver too?
Yeah, man.
How is she finding time to do this?
And whenever she's sitting on her bus, she's just crocheting. When she's parked out on her bus waiting for the kids to come out, she probably has a good 30 minutes to just crochet some stuff. And got the time for it, man. When you want to do good, you find time.
Not to judge, but who wants a crochet of a chocolate covered strawberry or a hot dog?
Elementary kid, man. Elementary kids, they got imaginations, man.
I mean, I understand the Darth Vader and the Yoda.
That's the nerd in you. That's the nerd in you. I definitely understand that.
That kid must have been hungry when they asked for that one.
Man, I low-key thought the same thing. I was like, these kids must be getting out of school and like ready to just go home and eat some snacks. So they want a hot dog or a chocolate-covered strawberry, etc.
That's how you know you have no problems in life, when you're debating on the school bus on the way home. Like, what are you going to watch on TV and where are you going to eat? Even though I guess that's not too different from adult life, because that's all I think about whenever I get off of work too.
What are you going to eat?
Yeah. Even though I know what it is, it's still like, yeah, I can't wait to get there. Okay, I understand now.
Oh, man, that was priceless. That was priceless. We like, all heard you understand this whole story. It was a beautiful thing, man. Being hungry is no joke.
No joke. Man. Well, my next positive news story is about an ex-prisoner. He was living in Connecticut. All my positive news stories today are coming from Connecticut. And he was living in a halfway house trying to get free. And he was walking to a job interview. And as he was walking, he basically saw a car that was flipped over and about to catch on fire. So he drags the person out of the car, right? Saves him, tells him to like, hey, stay with me. Driver ends up making it, but he misses the job interview. Well, because of his heroic act, they got a little GoFundMe page set up for him in Westport community, which is where this happened. And basically, he's got two new job offers, because he was like, I just want everyone to know, it's not about what people can do for me, it's just about me saving his life. It's like, I just did what everyone should do. And because of like the positivity, it got picked up in the little local news. He's got offered three jobs so far, in construction and at a rubber factory. So, see, doing the right thing works out in the long run, Tim.
Yeah, for sure, man. That's awesome. He definitely deserves that. But he's like a superhero in my eyes, man. If I see a car flipped over, I'm a little terrified it's going to blow up, because all the stinking movies I've seen, you know, car flips.
Does that actually happen, or does that just happen in Grand Theft Auto?
Man, so every movie I've seen, it has happened, but I've never seen that in real life, so I'm just going to say it's a movie thing. I'm sure it can happen, but shout out to him either way. he's a real hero.
His name's Aaron Tucker, something we can pronounce.
Yes! All right, man, I got one more story. It's actually similar to yours. Basically, it was a bunch of firefighters. They saw, you know, there was a building that was on fire. They were fighting this fire all day long, right? And it was 8 hours straight, actually, on a Saturday. before they took a break and another shift in and went to go try to take out this fire. Basically, while eating, though, an anonymous woman told the Denny's staff that she wanted to buy the food for the 25 firefighters that were in there. And basically, she paid $355 for the food, plus she left a $50 tip, and then she got a $100 gift card to buy dessert for the next round of firefighters that were coming in from the break from the fire that they were trying to put out. By the time the whole entire wait staff had told the firefighters, because of course, you know, everybody's like, oh, this lady just did something very sweet for you guys. By the time the firefighters realized what was done, they, you know, tried to pull out their wallets and stuff. The lady bounced out. She took off, man. She didn't want to be approached at all. She said, she told the manager at Denny's that she wanted to remain anonymous, that nobody needs to know what she's did at all whatsoever. The folks need to stay on these firefighters and the hard work that they're doing. I love that story because just like you always say, JP, and whenever you do something kind, you shouldn't want to take recognition. You know, it should be something that's done anonymously. That's the best way to do it. And that's exactly what she did because she knows she was watching the news and saw this fire going on. She did her part to try to give back to her community, which helped those firefighters out enjoy that meal at Denny's.
That's great. They shouldn't have been paying in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I honestly feel as well. I feel like, you know, police officers and firefighters and, you know, first responders, they definitely should get that free meal.
Also, what kind of fire is this that you're fighting it for 8 hours?
Yeah, I wish I know. We don't even have a building that would, you know, burn for 8 hours in Oklahoma, so I couldn't tell you.
We barely have trees in certain parts of Oklahoma.
Man, speaking of trees, that's all I saw on the way up here from Colorado, and then it got to a point for like a good 3 hours where I saw absolutely nothing but like random hills. Not mountains, but just hills. It was a long drive, man.
How long was the drive?
It was about 10 hours. Because of traffic. Once we got to Denver, traffic like picked up a lot.
Tim, man, there's a thing called a plane.
Man, I just figured 9 hours wasn't going to be too bad, and I was mistaken.
What's funny is you can't sit still for this podcast.
Oh, man, it was a struggle. It was a struggle. The last 3 hours, man, I was like beyond cranky. I just wanted to lay down. Oh, it was bad. It was bad.
Well, back to the positive news story. Yeah, that's absolutely amazing, man. I love everything about that. I can't, like, they went to Denny's of all places. It must have been late at night.
Yeah, it was probably early in the morning, late at night. You know, nothing's open, really.
That was not a shot at Denny's. I'm just saying, like...
in case they want to sponsor us.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm just saying, like... I always think of Denny's as breakfast food.
Man, they actually got really good lunch. Like, I really like their burgers at Denny's.
Oh, I don't eat burgers, man.
Oh, man, you're missing out.
More for you, Tim. More for you.
Touche. I could use them all, right?
I mean, you just basically ran 9 hours to Denver. I know what actually happened. You're using your super speed. Now you gotta rehydrate all those carbs and protein.
JP, I kid you not, man. So we get to our hotel. You just saying I ran up here. We get to our hotel, like right outside our window. There's like this real cool tech company, right? And it looks like something off of Star Labs, which Star Labs is in Central City for comic book fans. It's where Flash's home base is. I kid you not, this building looks like it's the Star Labs laboratory. It basically looks like that on the outside. It's like crazy looking right now. Edna keeps looking at it. She's like, I swear that's like a satellite or something, and they're like transferring people to space and all kind of stuff. It looks so dope, man.
Nice. You should definitely take a picture of that.
Oh, for sure, for sure. It doesn't look too bad right now too. It's like all cleared up compared to yesterday. But so yeah, I definitely get a picture in.
Well, we will let you enjoy your anniversary. Hopefully everyone enjoys our 5 positive news stories that we stumbled through because we can't pronounce anything today.
Word. That is the truth.
Can you tell the people where they can find us at, Tim?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast, on Instagram at the Positive Truth, on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
Tim, I got a wonderful, wonderful quote for you.
Nice. What do you got for us?
So the civil rights activist died in China recently. His name was Liu Xiaobo. I like how I can pronounce that, but I can't say fortitude.
Yo, you said that so clear. I was like, what is going on right now?
I just read the, I read a few months ago the Romance of the Three Kingdoms book, so I feel like I can say any Chinese name.
That's what's up.
But I can't say fortitude. Like, what is wrong with you, JP? Anyway, he died. Since he was a really big human rights activist, I really like this quote he had. Freedom of expression is the foundation of human rights, the source of humanity, and the mother of truth. To strangle freedom of speech is to trample on human rights, stifle humanity, and suppress truth.
Man, that's what's up. And he recently passed away?
Yeah, he died of cancer. It was kind of a big deal because the government wasn't giving him enough help. Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want to talk about negative news on the Positive Truth.
Touche.
But until Wednesday, stay positive and we will be back then.
For sure.
We're out.